This is a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. Go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall.
Oh,
good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the Plumbing Pipes Trades Employees Union. I'm Rusty, the host. We've got a full cast here today. All the organisers are in. Obviously, we'll run through obviously all the jobs. My voice is a bit toasty, I guess you could say. There was a bit of screaming yesterday, had a few blues. But anyway, we'll touch on that a little bit later. And obviously there's a lot of things to talk about, should I say, coming up as well. We've got the new Next Gen coming up on the 5th of December, right? It does say the 28th, but it's been changed to the 5th of December at the Fitzroy Beer Garden. Okay, we're going to have a special guest there talking. We're going to have a full crew there, as usual. We had to select a pub that would actually take us to begin with, but we won't go there, right?
Probably the challenge of the year, wasn't it?
It's a short list.
I went through 15 pubs, I'm not even joking, right? So, but nah.
What have we ever done wrong?
I think it might have been maybe a few of the older boys, but anyway, we won't go there. God love them, right? We love them all, but yeah, that's dead set. 15 pubs. We had to go through and obviously select one, and we ended up getting there in the end. So the Fitzroy Beer Garden down there on Gertrude Street, it will be at 5 p.m. As I said, we've got a booked area for our special guest to have a talk about the, I guess you could say, the history and the reignition team and all that sort of stuff. But I won't mention who it is or what it is, but it will be on social media. We'll make sure we get it out to all you guys sooner than later. Now, while we're touching on Next Gen, I'll touch on Next Gen Geelong. I know, obviously, we had our special guest here 2 weeks ago, old Lukey boy, Lukey Penton, to talk about it.
Which swear jar.
He did a fabulous job. I couldn't believe it. He's a straighty 180, too.
Mate, dropping bombs.
Dropping bombs, man. Dropping bombs. So, yeah, as I said, the Next Gen Geelong was well attended. I've got to say, the numbers there are dramatically increasing. You can see there's a lot of new faces there. You got all different sorts of companies, as far as you traditionally wouldn't see wearing their tops. I won't mention the companies because otherwise they get targets on their back. But I was actually quite surprised of the companies that they were wearing that were actually rocking up, that were thinking about, you know, wanting to have a crack as a Next Gen, I guess, you know, or a delegate, a young delegate, as one would say, down there in Geelong or around that area or in the western suburbs and so forth. So it was absolutely fabulous, well attended. Jared Benstead, old Beanstalk, he got up there and had a few words. God, it was like back. I mean, it was like back in the day when he was an organizer. It was basically like an organizer's speech, and he was absolutely tremendously, fantastically good. One of the old boys that works for Cbus now. Gave a bit of a report back about that. Obviously, James and Luke were up the front, obviously doing their thing because they're the ones that host it. They did a fabulous job as well, you know, talking about all the new clauses that are coming up, all the new things, all the new jobs and so forth. Obviously, talked about Chris Giblin. Gibbo was an apology. Obviously, he had something on as well. He had another function on or what have you for the union, so he couldn't attend. He had Glenn Menzies. He did a bit of a report back about the UA, which was terrific. That was fantastic as well. So it was well attended, as I said. And Jakey Boy was there. Jake Cranny, he was there. He said a few bits and pieces as well. Right, and but in saying that, I've crapped on it long enough now. I'll jump over to the right of me. Pickles, good morning. How are you?
G'day, Russ. Yeah, good, mate. There was a couple of tired heads in here, so we're glad you got the first 5 minutes out of the way. I just had a function for Protect last night for the ETU.
Mental health month.
And the ETU definitely does catering well. That's all I'll say. So, yeah, thank you to the ETU and to Protect for the invite.
We've got plenty of money.
Yeah, exactly right. And catering, a good events coordinator, apparently.
Merchandise.
Yeah, exactly right.
Good socks.
Good socks.
Wearing them today.
Yep, there we go. Thank you, Protect. Yeah, going well, Russ. Last week as well, being Mental Health Month, we had the Blue Hats Conference down at the Intercontinental in Melbourne. Great venue. Until someone tripped over and then set off a fire alarm. Glad we didn't get evacuated, but that was quite comical. We had the Blue Hats conference last Friday, which was really well attended. I think for delegates wise, we're probably the most well represented.
That's good.
We had around 20 delegates and organisers there, which is really good to see. Good to represent the union, and good to see all of our guys taking it so seriously. Something that was announced was that there is going to be a mental health emergency nurse. She'll be on call between 7 and 3:30, Monday to Friday. And that is for, obviously, our reps. So if our reps are going through anything, if our organisers are going through anything, and obviously us being organisers and reps, we aren't mental health professionals. If we do need a hand, either professionally or in our own personal life, she's going to be there for that, and also for members. So the reps can get her to come directly out to site, or also deal with things on the phone, which I know Chris Giblin. Speaking of Chris, you're getting a couple of shout-outs today, mate. I hope you're enjoying it. I think he's got a couple of days off. But a bit of a shout-out to Chris. He's been pushing really hard for this, along with a couple of guys from the CFMU. So well done, Chris. It's good that you are good of you to be doing that. Apart from that, Rust, we've got new posters in as well, so you'll see the organisers running around to all the jobs and giving out a couple of posters. Hopefully we get a few more with the calendars and stuff.
Well, there's a lot of seagulls in that office, so someone's gone out there and I went to go grab some. They're all gone!
When it's October and the 2026 calendar's a hot property, I think there's a few people booking some annual leave.
You might be getting a photo of one of
you. I might have to go check the back of Ramsey's ute. I reckon they're all stuck in the back there.
There's a few things in the back of Ramsey's ute. A couple of jackets.
Exactly.
He's well stocked.
I didn't end up getting my issue because it disappeared.
I heard you didn't want it.
Yeah.
I got mine. I'm not gonna lie, I got mine. Yeah. But then I think I might have lost it.
It's like the invisible cupboard. It's just like stuff gets put in there, and then you go to try and get it, and then it just disappeared.
I was here a second ago.
Yeah.
Well, Kristen was up there. I was going off my head. I'm going, hey, motherfucker, it's seagulls. I was going off my head. But anyway, we'll get some more in, and obviously we'll continue on.
Yeah, exactly.
Business as usual. So
exactly.
We're all getting around sticking them posters up. Everyone wants to know when we have to come back to work next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Have we still got the Easter break?
It's booking in holidays as well. That's what it's all about.
How good is that Easter break?
2026 version of the best calendar in the industry. It's a wonderful thing. Easter, mate.
Unbelievable.
If they took that away, if that disappeared, I'd die, I reckon.
Yeah, it's the absolutely gets you through the year, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, that was, mate, one stage that was one of the things in, during the EBA negotiations, obviously, as we do. That was one of the things that I won't mention it was more than one, wasn't it? Yeah. The sprinkle fitters, bot employers, they wanted the Easter break cut a bit shorter. And we're like, mate. We do that, we'll get lynched. We'll walk off the job, we'll get stabbed in the leg.
Exactly.
It's not happening, mate.
Probably rightly so as well. We'd never
touch that.
Mate, there's a reason why it's been there for a long time.
We're about to get 5 days off for a horse race. What a calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
What a calendar.
Only country in the world that you get a 10 days off for Easter, 5 days off for a horse race.
4 days off for a footy match.
4 days.
Good country. Good country, mate.
Oh, before we all get arrested.
How good is Australia? And it's a credit to the people who've come before us when you're negotiating those EBAs to actually keep this sort of stuff in. It's a lot easier to give it away, and it's almost impossible to get it back. So, yeah, well done, boys. But, over to you, Woz.
What's going on?
I don't know, Russ.
Oh, mate. I'm in the same boat as you boys. Late night last night.
We're getting older.
No, that's all right.
Not a silly one, just
it's,
late.
It's usually usually the difference. I'm usually on the roles are reversed. It's usually I'm the one that's tired.
I'd love a little
bit of sleep. I'm all over it today. I'm up and about.
If you hear the from the corner, just wake me up.
No, it's all right. It's all right, guys. I can talk for the next 20 minutes.
It's all good. It's all good. It was a good function last night. Paying for it a little bit now with the lack of sleep, but going all right, mate. Going all right. Pretty busy out there at the minute. Running around St Kilda Road. There's two more buildings getting knocked down. One's a $300 million apartment / serviced hotel. The other one's an $800 million luxury apartment building. So just in three blocks down there, there's probably 15 jobs. So they're starting to fire up now.
Have they announced contractors yet, or is it still too early? Yeah, gotcha.
Too early.
Yep.
There's a couple that are on the other end of it starting to wrap up, but there's more starting than there is finishing down there. So that's positive signs. I think it's a good indication of what's to come next year. That's the permits in that area are pretty good. They're knocking down a lot of the old clunkers and, you know, refreshing it, making it high-end St Kilda.
Well, it's always been high-end.
It's the gateway to the city.
Some of the most expensive apartments in Melbourne, those penthouses. Oh, mate. Because you've got the city views, you've got the bay views.
We've got a Cbus property job coming up there, high-end apartments. Can't wait to walk that job. It'll be the only time I ever step foot in a high-end apartment. Yeah.
You never know.
Hopefully some of the fixings aren't secured yet, and I'll get with a nice new tap.
Yeah, that's the thing with I was speaking to the organiser for the CFMU who does asbestos and demolition, and he's just saying how busy it is out there at the moment between the demo and all the ASI removal and stuff. And
I've got more social housing in my area coming up on just along Sydney Road there.
That's what Kane was saying yesterday. Yeah, we've got to replace every one of them. What is it, another 37 or something of them?
there's another three towers going out there.
A lot of those old, you know, housing blocks are unlivable.
Dilapidated sort of things.
Well, they were sort of built out of necessity. And without any real thought of insulation, heating, cooling. So a lot of them are just either precast walls that are painted on the inside.
Yeah.
So as the sun hits it, heats you up, and you cook in there during summer. And in winter, it's an ice chest. So I think in 2025...
Did you know some of those heritage listed as well?
I think we can do a little bit better. It's a great cause. It's a great thing. Yeah. It's a necessity. It keeps people off the street. Provides a safe place for people to grow up and live.
And that's what it's all about, Mark.
But having grown up in some as a kid and double brick rendered on the inside of the house, I know how crap they can be. So it's a great thing to see them all getting flattened. I don't think there's too many people upset about that. And then when you see what they replace them with, it's fantastic.
Gives them the opportunity, mate.
And double edge, it creates work for us and our members. So
that's what it's all about
as well. When you're sitting outside in winter to keep warm rather than be inside your house, you probably know it's time for an update, don't you?
Oh, mate.
But as we all say, money in the back pocket for our members keeps our employees going as well. And I know there is a lot listening out there. I know the Grizzly Bears listening this morning as well, silently. Scotty Dowsett, that is, right?
G'day, Scotty. G'day, Timmy. G'day, Steve. I did see Steve Besky. Shout out to the lovely man, Steve. I hope you're going well, mate.
Yeah.
Absolute gentleman.
Yeah, no, mate, don't worry, mate. All the boys are listening. Hey, even Jared's listening in from HGC as well.
I saw the HGC boys, yesterday, the day before, I had a job in Pakenham. Good to see them.
Yep, so Robbie's now finished with them as a delegate. He's done a terrific job out at Lockerbie Hutchinson School down there near Donnybrook, and he's obviously moving on to bigger things as well. So he's out just working on the tools for a job.
He knocked it out the park out there for his first job.
He
had Kevin Elms out there with him, didn't he?
Oh, mate.
Who is just a beautiful human.
Oh, he's a gentleman, mate. Yeah, he's an absolute gentleman.
Mate, he did a great job, so.
Yeah, no, he did.
Mate, big school. Big, windy, flat, shithole of an area.
Shithole.
At one stage, you had 80 members out there, mate.
It's what people don't realise with their schools.
It's huge.
And it's not a little tower where you're all stuck on a floor plate and you go up and down an alley, mate. The schools are spread out. It's a huge paddock. Getting around the job and servicing those members, especially being his first job and having a crack out in the arse end of nowhere. No, he's done a ripper job. Good on you.
We had a good contract and signal out there, so boys know how to play the game quite well.
Yep. No, they're all terrific boys to him. He obviously went and thanked them all and all that sort of stuff, as you do. Gave a bit of a toolbox, a bit of a speech and so forth. And then, as I said, he's going to continue on to the next one because that's what it's about. When the delegates have got a target on their back, we make sure that they get picked back up, you know, and that's why that we've, the next gen has grown, as I said, massively. From back in the day, from, you know, what was it, 10 or 20, now that, to about 70 to 100. So that's why the venue that I've had to book out took me a long time to get for the 5th of December, for the last one.
We're not, we wouldn't be having too many in that old committee room at the front of the union office, standing room only.
Down to the car park.
And good morning, Billy. Sorry to jump in there. Good morning to Billy Jovanovsky too. He said, good morning, boys. So he just sent that morning, out to Jover.
I'll see you after the show, mate. We're going to go hit the beat together. That'll be good.
Yeah, that's it. Go for a bit of a scroll down St. Gilda Road.
I'll just wake Herx up. I think he's fallen asleep in the corner.
I'm still here.
Anyway, we'll obviously after the break, we'll chuck on a song or at least try to because last time it didn't work, being this old chord or what have you. We'll give it a crack in saying that, and then obviously we'll get a report back from Herc after that. And just like that, we're back. Sharp dressed man. Aren't all the plumbers. We're the sexiest looking trade out of all the tradies, aren't we, eh?
And the toughest.
And the toughest. Well, we won't go there because then we're going to start bagging the Sparkies about how soft they are. But anyway.
Why do we always go to the Sparkies when we think soft?
I don't know. Because we love. Yeah, we do love them, right? Did you see the picture I put up of the one bent over trying to get the pizza? Right, but anyway. Yeah. We won't go there.
My Instagram feed
we love them. They're our brothers, right? Yeah. Just like the CFMU, as we always say. Shout out to the PPTU Women Program. That's going gangbusters as well as obviously the Raw Group or whatever you want to call it these days. The Raw
GTO,
right? They're doing fantastic. All the Indigenous, all our brothers and sisters are out, so that's terrific as well. So that's
and
going.
Thank God for Rachel; she's the backbone of that whole organization.
Yeah, she is, and Rockstar as well. We can't forget Rockstar.
I was going to leave him out intentionally.
You'll start sending messages anyway. We'll quickly jump over to Herx because he's got a bit of a report back from yesterday.
Well, yeah, touch on the Raw Recruitment Apprentices. They're all over the social housing, which is good. So in my area, I've got Flemington. Which the listeners will see when they come over the Balti. Well, there's three cranes there at the moment. Icon job. We've got young Dudley out there doing a good job.
One of the best next geners you've ever met.
He would almost be our third oldest rep now, wouldn't he? He's getting old.
Yeah, where's I think
he
just
looks, on he looks old. He's 32.
He lived a colourful life.
For sure.
Yeah. So that job's running on quite well. Icon's a builder. So next door to that, as we were talking about before, they're knocking down another tower. One that's not heritage listed. So John Holland will be out there next couple of weeks knocking that down. And then once, Icon finish their project, they'll go straight into the next one most likely.
Mate, those ones in particular, they got to go.
Mate,
yeah. They are absolute dumps.
Yeah. They're the worst indication of Melbourne, aren't they?
Yeah, lockdown towers.
Yeah, they're awful.
Mm.
But anyway, that's good. That's good.
It is, yeah. And Carlton as well. So John Holland knocking down a big high-rise in Carlton as well. So and then Lisa picked up the new build. So they get into that space, which is good. Good for us.
Great.
Very good contractor, good builder, use the right contractors. So
Holland's doing a bit of demo.
Yeah. Well, it didn't last very long last week.
Yeah. I think Holland is usually the principal, and then they get Delta in to come do the demo, don't they?
Or
something like that.
Yeah. That's getting done. In that area as well, the vicinity, got the infectious disease hospital. So that's going to get let out to a build next couple of weeks. So Kane's have finished the demo there. with Delta working there as well, and that's going to be huge. Like good $700-800 million hospital right there, across the road from VCCC, the cancer hospital. Good for our members, really good for our members, and something centrally as well. A lot of these hospitals are out in Melton and Footscray.
By the time that starts, that Parkville station might even be open. It's right next door to that, isn't it? So
it's also
that be able to hop off that metro tunnel and go straight to work.
Yeah, there you go.
Should.
Me and Simon were out with some people yesterday. I won't say who because it's probably a little bit rude to let the cat out of the bag, but the Clayton Hospital out at Monash, it's 9 levels. They're going to build on top of that, and that's going to be, 450, something like that. So, sorry, Herc, I'll pass back over you, mate.
That's all right. And in the papers on the weekend, I'm sure some of you might have seen, Mooney Valley have officially announced the next stage. It's a $700 million out, like two towers, shopping centre down below. So that's official now.
I was going to say, the residents kicked up a bit of a stink about that.
My uncle aren't doing too happy, but they'll move on.
It's just it's another one of those places. It's a bit tired at the moment, isn't it? You know, some of the function rooms and stuff inside the current grandstand are quite nice, but it's just a bit tired. It's a bit tired underneath.
It's like anything, mate. They had a plan to start off with. They had, what was it, over $1 billion or whatever the bloody hell it was, or some sort of mega.
The whole project, it was about $5 billion.
Then over time has progressed. Obviously, bits and pieces have changed, redesign and so forth. But as I said, Erks, I'll pass it back over to you, buddy.
Yes, that's going to be another huge job for us, for our members.
Another lot of great work.
Yep. Steve Mantello did the first stage, did a ripper job. He's going out to out to a data centre in Cobblebank, Melton, for the listeners.
Polished version of Melton.
and just quickly, I wrote up Jack Waters last week.
Good,
at a Coburg Assembly.
Next Jenner.
He's been chomping at the bit for that opportunity for a while now, so well done, Jack. I signed him up on his first day as a first-year apprentice when he was 18, and he didn't really say too much, and then he's gone full circle with you, Herc, so well done, Jack. And
unlike most of us, he's a weapon on the tools too.
Yeah, they did not want to lose him.
That's usually the opposite.
They tried to hold off as long as they could, Wilson's, good old Timmy, but the inevitable happened, and we voted him up last week, and he's, ready to get his teeth stuck into it. Good young kid.
You went to an event yesterday, obviously.
Yeah, I went to an event as well. Went to the Westgate Memorial, 55-year anniversary. A lot of us in the room were there. It was a great turnout. Ralph Edwards was a guest speaker.
He's incredibly well.
He always does, Ralph.
Old school, mate.
Yeah.
Old school.
It was well attended. It was. I reckon that was the biggest crowd we've seen there for a while. So
that's good.
That was great to see. And what I did note was that the crowd is getting younger. You know, so that passing that baton on to the younger
rejuvenation.
Members,
rejuvenation,
keep the tradition going and never forget the people that lost their lives that day and how much of a tragedy it was.
Well, it was over 50 family members that came yesterday to pay their respects. And as the host said, as long as they keep coming, we'll keep coming as well.
Good on them.
It was very well attended and. Obviously, a bit of a mournful day, but, as we say...
Everyone paid their respects, mate. That's what it's all about. It's about remembering the past, right, to obviously make a better future. And that's what it's all about.
We had our reef.
It's very sombering to stand there underneath it and just think of, how far that is to go down. And,
100%, mate.
Yeah, it really sort of takes your breath away a little bit. So it was good. It was good to see everyone there. Everyone spoke very well. It was great.
From my recollection, there was only two people that survived that rode it down, basically like a surfboard.
Absolutely awful.
But anyway, hopefully history doesn't repeat itself on other jobs, but in saying that, on a daily basis, things do happen. And in saying that, guys, we are getting close to the end. Is there any comments, anything before the next crew come in?
Give a shout out to Rocco Carney. No, I'm not that rapt about what happened with Carlton last night, mate.
Saw
that in well done, Essendon. You stuck fat, sucked in Hawthorn.
That'll work out for you.
G'day, Joffa.
Thanks, Ross.
On you guys.
He's up and about. He got Charlie Kuhn out.
Good luck. He's got two bad knees and one bad attitude.
The stones are starting to get thrown with 2 minutes to go.
Have a good Thursday.
See you later.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.